You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Tonight we remember in a special way those who during this past year have gone before us from this life to the next, confident that all the bonds of friendship and affection which knit us as one throughout our lives do not unravel with death. Just as our prayers for one another unite us in Christ's love during our lives here on earth, so too do our prayers for those who have died reflect our unity in Christ. Remembering that we too will someday die is indeed a sobering thought, but it should not be a morbid one. For indeed, it is our death that gives meaning and purpose to our lives. For unless we die, we cannot pass through that birth canal into the new life of eternity. A popular country song several years back included the refrain, "Live like you're dying," which I think contains an important kernel of spiritual truth. For no one of us, no matter how young or old we are today, has any guarantee of a tomorrow. All that we have for certain is the here and now. Hence, we must learn to live fully in the present moment, for that is where God is most present. For again, the simple truth of the matter is we are all dying. It was the great Saint Benedict who 1,500 years ago in his rule for monastic living wrote, "Keep death before you daily." His words are simply another way of saying that we must not lose sight that this earth is not a permanent home, that we have a heavenly destination. We believe as people of faith that our God has created each one of us for much, much more than just life here on this earth. Live like you're dying, and keep death before you daily are axioms that are at the very heart of our Christian discipleship. We remain hopeful in the face of death, for we believe that death is not the end of life, but the beginning of a new life. And we believe that death does not have the final word, but that God has the final word, and the final word is life. As disciples of the risen Lord, we are confident that our God is a God of life, both for those who are on this side of death and for those who pass beyond to the other side. When we follow Christ here in this life, recognizing him as the way, the truth, and the life, then we will enjoy life in all its richness and fullness. And after we die, a new and more complete life begins. And so then, let us not mourn those who have died, for we are here to celebrate their life. Lives well lived and new lives well earned. And let us not fear that we will someday die, but rather let our only fear be that we might never learn how to live. Indeed, we believe that life is good and that afterlife is even better. And so even in the face of death, we can still proclaim, God is good.
All the time.